Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The pandemic drags on. Park County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen announced 5 new confirmed cases, including one person hospitalized with the virus in Billings. Tuesday, Yellowstone National Park announced 2 concessionaire employees tested positive, as well as 3 tourists who had recently been in the park. That brings the total number of Park County cases to 108 since the outbreak in March. Several businesses around Cody have announced temporary closures to disinfect and clean their establishments after employees tested positive. The closures are all voluntary, not mandated, and are being done in the interest of protecting customers and employees. Health officials urge everyone to remain vigilant to protect their health. The city of Rock Springs has settled separately with 2 female police officers who had alleged they were blocked from applying for promotions because they were pregnant, the officer's attorney said Wednesday. Amanda Daughtry filed her federal lawsuit in December, alleging that the Rock Springs Police Department had refused to let her reschedule a physical test that was required as part of her effort to become a corporal. She alleged in her lawsuit that she couldn't have taken the test because she was pregnant and it wouldn't have been safe. Amanda Clausen Walker also sued the department in December, alleging her application to become a sergeant was blocked because she also couldn't take the physical test while pregnant. Prior to Daughtry filing the lawsuit, a federal agency found reasonable cause to believe that the police department had violated the civil rights of the 2 women. Under the settlement, the city will pay Daughtry $37,000 without admitting fault. Court records indicate that the city settled with Clausen Walker earlier this summer, but do not provide details on the amounts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Applications for the next 2 waves of funding under the COVID-19 Business Relief Program will open to Wyoming businesses and nonprofits at 10 a.m. next Tuesday. The Relief Fund and Mitigation Fund make an additional $225 million available to Wyoming businesses and nonprofits that have experienced hardship related to the COVID-19 crisis. Governor Mark Gordon signed the emergency rules for both programs on July 27. The Relief Fund has $50 million set aside for businesses and nonprofits required to close by public health order and an additional $125 million available to cover COVID-19 related expenses and direct or indirect losses due to the public health orders. Awards up to $300,000 are available, and businesses must employ 100 or fewer people. The Mitigation Fund reimburses all Wyoming businesses and nonprofits that have incurred employee and customer health and safety expenses that were a direct impact of COVID-19. The Mitigation Fund has $50 million available, with awards up to $500,000. Interested businesses and nonprofits should visit yobizrelief.org after 10 a.m. Tuesday to apply. A pair of hikers Wednesday came face-to-face with a mountain lion at Casper Mountains Rotary Park, according to the Natrona County Sheriff's Office.
the mountain lion was not aggressive and eventually got bored and walked away from the hikers. The animal was encountered on an upper trail in the park. Afterward, the County Parks Department and Wyoming Game and Fish were notified. The occasional mountain lion sighting does happen in that part of the park from time to time. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.